Do you believe in speciation?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the point where I am sort of like I'm very skeptical about. I don't really like. I'm not really on board with it because I don't think that we've really found new species. Or have seen something like that occur.
I don't know what you mean by that. We haven't seen speciation occur. Speciation is not the kind of thing that scientists would expect to be able to see happening because it's proposed to take a very long time in most cases.
Yeah. But it's just then I'm just looking at a proposal. So like again, like when if I were to like believe something, well, it's gonna have to be a lot more than just like that.
I'm sorry, I spaced out. I got a DM on my other screen. I spaced out a little bit. What would have to be better than what?
If we just have a proposal of something, right, then there's like zero reason for me to believe it.
Well, the amount of scientific evidence supporting evolution as defined by common descent is just extraordinary. You look at genetics and the fossil record, and that alone is absolutely, especially taken together is absolutely confirmatory of evolution.
Right, I don't disbelieve evolution. It's just when it comes to new species coming out of one existing species, that's kind of where it's like that I lose track. Because I do think that over time, I mean, it's pretty obvious. All you have to do is just look at dogs. Like, it's, I mean, I get it. But when it comes to, like, okay, well, now we have a new species that can't mate with what it was previously, but it can mate. Like, you know what I mean? Like when you get a new species, it has to be able to reproduce
Yeah,
and
I
not be
think you're
able to,
imagining
yeah.
that the way a species appears is one day an animal gives birth to an animal that wouldn't be able to reproduce with its own mother. That's not how evolution happens.
Well,
Evolution happens to populations. So a population diverges from another population and they speciate. It's like languages. There are all kinds of languages all around the world that are connected. Like Portuguese and Spanish, for example, right? But the Portuguese speakers and the Spanish speakers got separated from each other, and individually, little idiosyncratic changes accumulated over and over and over and over again in these populations that were mostly separate from each other. Now to the point where a Portuguese speaker and a Spanish speaker can't talk to each other, not really.
yeah.
They can yell at each other, but they can't. But they can't have a conversation. So
Yeah.
the reason, so this is like super weird. Do you think life's been around on the planet for billions of years?
No.
Okay, how long do you think life's been on the planet?
I'm not sure. How long do you think life has been on the planet?
Several billion years.
Yeah. I couldn't give you an answer because I wouldn't be certain about something like that.
Well, but
That
you
I
can
know
give me a
stuff. But
ballpark number, I would
I would
hope.
just guess. Yeah, I don't know. It just to me, well, I would say that I'm like I just don't know. It would be better for me to just say I don't know. Because maybe it is. I don't know.
Okay, you don't think that at one point all the species that have ever existed coexisted, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. No, that we there was some level of like
Right, so like when dinosaurs were
the
around,
ones that
virtually nothing we see today existed, right?
yeah.
Okay, well, the problem, like there's nothing wrong with being skeptical, but your skepticism is kind of weird because you kind of have to deny what you think is going on with the history of Earth to hold this particular skepticism. Because if none of the species that were around today were alive when the dinosaurs were around, then that means the species of today did come from different species. So this whole speciation thing that you have a problem with is necessary for your view of life. Full stop,
I don't think that there was I don't think that there was, well, there would have to be a point at which a new species would occur. I don't think there's been a new species. Like, there wouldn't be a point in time where, like, we have a new species of something. That's what I'm saying. When I don't believe in speciation. Like, I don't think there was a point in time where a species just came into be.
I don't know what to say to that, because you agreed that the species we see today weren't alive at one point on our planet's history. But there were living things in the past, but they were different from the ones of today. So the only reason you get to the species of today is them being the offspring, or for their ancestors to literally be different species at one point.
I think things just kind of, I wouldn't infer that last part. I would just say that things went extinct over time.
Well, then you would have to agree that humans existed when dinosaurs existed. It's just that they all died, but we didn't.
Then sure. Yeah. I would say that I don't think that humans came from apes. I don't think that. So I would say that if there were dinosaurs around, then there would also be people around. That's what I think.
Okay, well, I mean, we just so know that that's not the case. I don't know what to say.
I'm happy to announce that I can now offer signed copies of both of my books. This is because I've reopened my merch store, where you can get your very own Spanky T-shirt, and more. If you don't know, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions is a collection of responses to about 100 of the most common anti-scientific tropes. The book is meticulously detailed, it's been fact-checked by real scientists, and it's written in a clear and easy-to-understand way. Evolution, the Big Bang, creationism, flat Earth, all of that plus more is in there. Facts That Aren't True is a collection of over 150 commonly held beliefs that are not true. Each claim has a story behind it. You'll learn the history behind the claim, the science that disproves it or partially supports it in some cases, and lots of side stories and tangents. Categories include the human body, history, religion, animals, nature, language, and a hodgepodge of miscellaneous facts that aren't true. So if you want to be equipped to handle the misinformation that you see me tackling here every day, get a copy of one or both of those books for yourself. Thank you.
Well, how do we know that?
Because not a single modern animal's remains have been found mixed among dinosaur remains. And that's also true for dinosaurs and creatures from the Paleozoic era, right? The way back in the 1800s, scientists understood this. There's this thing called the principle of fossil succession. And so it just tells us that there have been these specific periods and epochs in Earth's history where different species, like the life, the forms of life that we had on our planet, were just totally unique and not anything like what they were very long before that, and certainly not after that. And we had this chronological timeline of when certain things occurred. You know, you don't get modern mammals until after the dinosaurs went extinct, for example, and you don't get modern birds until after that as well. And then in the 20th century, we learned how to date fossils and rock. You can't really date the fossils directly, but we learned how to be able to date rocks to determine how old they are. And we learned how to do genetic sequencing, which really took off in the 21st century. But we've been able to also, without a shadow of a doubt, demonstrate that, yes, these fossils that the paleontologists before said belong in different eras, like a brontothere versus a triceratops, absolutely always found in separate layers. You can find them in the same place, but always in different layers, meaning they existed at drastically different times in Earth's history. And the radiometric dating absolutely confirmed that. They're separated by millions of years, and it's not questioned even. It's been so rigorously tested at this point. And then the genetics absolutely confirms that all life on the planet is related, and the degree to which things are related exactly matches what was predicted by the taxonomy that was developed hundreds of years ago, except for some very small changes because of some animals have just such bizarre morphology that what they are kind of betrays you at an initial glance. So, like, we share 98% of our genes with chimps, for example. We absolutely are apes in every anatomical and genetic sense. And then the other stuff with the fossils and life on the planet as well.
Okay. Yeah. What was the name of the ones that you were talking about layers, and there were different types of fossils they found, and like how we know that they were separated from like different billions of years. What was it?
Well, it's kind of a lot of different things, but it's called the principle of fossil succession.
Okay. I just want to look into it.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, I don't really have anything more. I was just kind of like here to ask that question. So I just wanted to learn more about it. So I appreciate it.
You're welcome.